There's a second balloon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, which the Pentagon believes to be another Chinese spy mission.
A Pentagon spokesman confirms for Fox a balloon is going over Latin America and, quote, we now assess it as another Chinese surveillance balloon. As for the first balloon, it's believed to have made its way over Kansas and Missouri after exiting Montana. The Pentagon's been advising against shooting it down because it may pose a risk to people, but Montana Governor Greg Gianforte told Fox,
it was up to Montanans. This thing would have been taken out of the sky the moment it entered our sovereign airspace.
China's insisting it's a weather research airship that had blown off course.
Fox's Jill Nato, the first balloon is expected to reach the Atlantic coast this weekend. A sixth Memphis police officer has been fired for his interaction last month with Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop. Officer Preston Hemphill used his taser on Nichols as they attempted to subdue him. The city says Hemphill violated several department policies. President Biden renewed his call for congressional action on police reform at the Democrat National Committee's winter meetings.
How many more horrible tragedies? How many more ghastly videos do we have, needless deaths do we have to see before Congress steps up and does its job?
And the president once again called for Congress to pass a new ban on the ownership of semi-automatic weapons. Elon Musk did not defraud investors with 2018 social media postings, suggesting he'd lined up financing to take Tesla private. A jury in San Francisco reached that verdict Friday in 2 hours of deliberations following a three-week trial. The man accused of stealing two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo is now behind bars himself. 24-year-old Davian Irvin charged with burglary and animal cruelty. Police say they've linked Irvin to a leopard's escape from the zoo. Wall Street Friday, the Dow dropped 128 points, NASDAQ down 193. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The government is proposing new menus to make school lunches healthier.
Sugar and salt content are the two main targets. The Agriculture Department proposing limits on added sugars for the first time. That would be phased in, beginning with foods like sweetened cereals, yogurts, and chocolate milk in the 2025 to 2026 school year. The eventual goal, to have added sugars account for less than 10% of total weekly calories in school breakfasts and lunches, though sugar substitutes would still be allowed. The plan calls for a 30% cut in sodium by 2029. One trade group says added rules are difficult, especially for smaller school districts. Health officials say less salt and sugar can help lower the risk of serious problems, including obesity and diabetes. A public comment period on the plan opens next week. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There's an about-face from California's health department saying it won't make children get the coronavirus vaccine before attending school. State plans to end its coronavirus emergency at the end of the month. Federal Highway Safety Administrators warning people who've ignored airbag recall notices not to drive those cars.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issuing a do not drive advisory for over 8,000 Honda vehicles with Takata airbag inflators that, despite recalls, have not been fixed. Vehicles affected include the 2001 and 2002 Honda Accord and Civic, the 2002 Honda CR-V and Odyssey, the 2003 Honda Pilot, the 2002 and 2003 Acura TL, and the 2003 Acura CL. Honda is saying it's reached out to owners millions of times, including home visits, and even offering free towing and loaner cars for the free fix. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
People in upstate New York and the New England states being urged not to venture outside overnight unless they absolutely have to. Wind chill warnings for feels like temperatures could reach 40 below. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.